Hello, hello. This is Andrew from XO Capital. I don't want to say this is a real podcast. This is more of an audio companion to our blog, our field notes as we go through acquiring small software companies and learning how to operate them. So today I want to talk about mastering the art of giveaways. So we've done about 16 of these giveaways. Some got a few hundred impressions, some got a few thousand. And I wanted to go over some of the differences that we've seen in giveaways, what makes one successful versus kind of a dud. So they're hit or miss, but the kind of product that we're going to be talking about today is something called Supersend. It doesn't really matter what the product is. This one's a cold email outreach tool like Lemlist. Over the past 90 days, these are my stats, right? So follower growth, and this is just on Twitter. There's some similar metrics for LinkedIn, but just on Twitter, follower growth 1.8K. 800,000 impressions in total, 15,000 over 15,000 engagements, 5,000 profile bits. So this is driving traffic. This is driving revenue for Supersend. This again is really the vehicle that took Supersend from absolutely zero, starting from scratch, to 6,000 in recurring revenue where it's currently at today. So if you've never seen one of these giveaways on your LinkedIn feed or Twitter feed, A, you're just not on these social platforms very much because they're everywhere now. So on the right here, we have a couple examples, and I'll go through not each one in detail, but let's go through at least the first one. So the text says you don't need an expensive lead database. LinkedIn is the largest B2B database available to you for free. I wrote a script to scrape LinkedIn search results and download them as a CSV. Like, comment, send, and I'll DM you the doc containing the script and instructions. So the whole point is that we're asking people to engage with my profile and this tweet in order to receive this script. We'll go over in a second why this is a script, what that means if you're not familiar, but it's actually just like a little piece of code that it's pretty hacky. People can insert it into their browser and it will scrape LinkedIn search results. Obviously, LinkedIn doesn't want you to be able to do this. And we'll go into kind of some of the core tenets of what makes a giveaway good. So the three tenets I think of a good giveaway are utility, secrecy, and of course, patience. So we're going to go through utility first. This should be thought of more like engineering as marketing, really, than a traditional like giveaway. So maybe you're thinking, oh, giveaway, what's new here? You know, sign up to our email list and you'll receive 5% off. If you comment on this Instagram post, we'll pick one winner and send them to Tahiti. So those I think are fine giveaways, but that's not quite what I'm talking about. Maybe giveaway is the wrong term here. I think of this more as engineering as marketing, specifically because we did actual code writing, right? That was part of the giveaway, and our most successful giveaways have been scripts. So little pieces of code or little code snippets that we've been giving away. So these kinds of things are closer to engineering as marketing, but they don't have to be code. They could be just curated lists of things. So I spent 100 hours putting together the most active angel investors in Los Angeles, retweet, comment, you know, angel, and I will DM you the list, right? That could be a perfectly valid, totally useful, curated list that has no code whatsoever. So it's not always engineering as marketing, but it is something that you create that is something of value. It's got to be valuable. It might also contain like sensitive things, and there's kind of an angle to this in the next key principle, secrecy. There's got to be something kind of hacky, like kind of not sketchy, but like a little bit gray. There has to be a point and a purpose to this not being just available as a blog post, right? So if you were to have a blog post that had a way to do something that violates LinkedIn's terms of service, they might get upset at that. You might get in trouble for that. There's a perfectly valid reason why you might say, this script is so powerful and so dangerous, I have to DM it to you in order for you to receive it because I don't feel comfortable posting it on like our company blog. What else? If something has email addresses in it, you might not want to just post that on your blog too, right? Like, you know, 1,000 angel investors with their like, you know, personal, not personal, but their, you know, business email addresses. Some people might be okay with that. A lot of people might not be. Either way, there's a perfectly valid reason why that might just be in a Google Doc that is not shared via a public link. So getting back to utility, a couple more examples of things that I think are really helpful for giveaways. We've gone through curated lists of things like curated tools, curated resources. Scripts, we've talked a bit about that. Could be a free chapter in a book. Could be email templates for X. So here are 5 email templates for a recruiter to use reaching out to developers that are not actively looking for a job but might be open to exploring new opportunities. Notion templates. So that could be the final deliverable. You could have a competitor analysis Notion template. You could have a project management checklist and Notion template. Almost any kind of Notion template that you put some serious thought into, goal setting Notion template, whatever, can be a valid thing to give away. Checklists work well too. So, you know, in terms of delivering, Notion, Google Docs, Google Sheets, these are all great ways to actually deliver the thing that you're trying to deliver. And then people can like clone the doc or clone the Notion template or whatever they want to do. So the next piece is secrecy and exclusivity. So we've gone over this a little bit, but there has to be a reason, again, why this thing just isn't publicly available and why it's kind of secret and why you're making people jump through hoops to get access to the thing. And I think data scraping, so the ones where we're talking about the LinkedIn, pulling LinkedIn leads, that's always been kind of a gray area. So it makes perfect sense why you wouldn't want to have this on a blog post somewhere. So in addition to secrecy, there's also exclusivity. So it might be the case that this is only offered to your social media following. You know, I don't know how to say this, but most of the time, most of the things that people are posting are not very interesting, myself included. There has to be some kind of reason that you want to follow somebody. There has to be some kind of value that you're delivering to your audience. It's, in my opinion, at least for me personally, no longer the case that you can be just like cool and like tweeting Naval like comments about something generic about business and gain a huge following. I think that period of time is dead. I think that game is over. Those people already won that game. So I see countless people trying to win at playing this game that you have no chance of winning. These guys have already been doing this for years. They've already scooped up all of those people that are interested in that kind of a thing. You have to do something different. You have to have some kind of angle. So for you to be giving away these cool tools for free in exchange for some type of engagement, that is a cool reason to follow somebody new. And if you get access to new things, free things, cheaper things, interesting things because you follow this person, much more likely that they're actually going to follow you and much more likely that they're actually going to engage with your following post, right? If you keep posting cool stuff. So the last tenant is patience. Unfortunately, our first 3, 4, 5 attempts out of 16 sucked. They didn't do anything. Nobody cared. It was like, you know, how I feel most of the time, like you're just shouting into the void. Nobody's listening. Nobody's watching. Nobody cares. You have to make them care. That's why these kind of gray hat things are slight pattern interrupts. Like, whoa, that is a very powerful script to do that, you know, B2B or like scraping LinkedIn to get the contact information down in a CSV. That's a very valuable thing that LinkedIn doesn't let you do or doesn't allow you to do. So I hope that for your first 3, you can skip 3 to 5 at least, skip the pains of trying to give away something that nobody really cares about. You know, it's essential to keep trying to test and refine these giveaways to figure out what is going to work for you. These work for us because these work for Supersend, I should say, because anybody interested in scraping leads from LinkedIn is also likely to be engaging in some type of outbound activity to those people on LinkedIn or email. And they're also probably already buying some software from our competitors. We're reaching our target audience with this approach and it converts. Some other helpful tips. Twitter threads and LinkedIn posts are pretty similar. So I start with LinkedIn and then whittle down my LinkedIn post and turn it into a Twitter thread. Ideally, you're going from the idea of the giveaway post and document, then the LinkedIn post, then the Twitter thread. I always post the giveaway on Twitter first. I like testing there. I have more of a following there. I have more engagement there before going and posting on LinkedIn. Another tip, asking for a like or follow is really no different than every YouTuber out there that ends every video with, you know, like and subscribe on YouTube. So it's not a dirty word. Don't feel bad or feel weird about asking for what you want. You're looking for engagement. I mean, obviously, in our case, right, we're looking for new customers for a particular SaaS tool. But the engagement is great, right? If I have somebody that follows me and starts engaging with my content, I want actually more shots on goal than I do want them to like immediately, you know, sign up. I would rather them just be kind of in the XO fold to be able to reach them multiple times later, for whether it's for products or fundraising or whatever else we want to do, then I do just want them taking some specific one-time action and going away. And then the last one, just give away more than you're comfortable with. So we'll go into, I'll just show you the stats on these actual giveaways that we did. But for SuperSend, we gave away a free email finder, access to a free email finder. It costs real money to allow people to do that for us. But the result was we got over 200 signups in a single day, which for us is bonkers. That's like, you know, 8 times higher than our normal daily signup rate. So it was absolutely worth it. Some of those people will turn into customers, but it actually cost us real money to do this giveaway. So it's not like these things are always free or there's a, you know, free lunch for everybody. There's some kind of cost, and it's usually time, right? The time you put into investing in the tool or the resource that you're giving away. But sometimes, and in this case, it was actually real dollars. We also did one that had a GPT-3 integration, and so we had to pay those API fees. I you know, everyone's talking about ChatGPT and stuff like that. And it's relatively cheap to use if you're using it for small stuff, but it can get expensive really quick. But regardless, we did a giveaway where you could do something with ChatGPT for free, and we ate some cost on that one, but again, it was still well worth it to do that. So here's one of the first giveaways that we ever did. Sales intelligence is about reverse engineering buyer priorities. I wrote a doc on mastering cold outreach timing by identifying priorities at the right time using buying signals. So, okay, this thing is a doc on mastering the timing by looking at different buyer signals. The mechanism we chose to deliver this was Google Docs. Google Docs is really nice because you can ask people to request access, which is what we do for all of these giveaways. You have to request access to view the doc, so we get their email address. And then once we have their email address, we'll put them on the email list for the product that we're doing the giveaway for. So again, in this case, it's SuperSend, so they get onto SuperSend's blog. We have like a ghost blog that we set up with like a little email distro. And so they'll receive future emails. This one had 15,000 impressions, 456 engagements, 96 likes. So this was like not that great relative to our more recent ones. But at the time, this was pretty eye-opening because, you know, generally speaking, my tweets don't get 81 likes or 81 comments or, you know, 14 retweets. So this really opened my eyes to the power of this type of giveaway. Going forward in time, we had one where I've been talking about this email finder. So here was the giveaway for the actual email finder itself. So the tweet was find B2B emails inside of Google Sheets for free. No need to spend money on expensive email finders. So I wrote a custom function that you can use it directly inside of Google Sheets. That's all true, by the way. We built this integration into Google Sheets that used the SuperSend's email finder, and we gave it away for free. And the result was 140,000 impressions on this tweet, 941 likes. I got a bunch of followers. It says 62 new followers here, but really I got about 2,000 over the past 90 days just doing these giveaways. So this one was more effective, right? This is immediately actionable. It provides value immediately. They would give us their email address in exchange for this script. They had to follow me. So all pretty reasonable asks considering how expensive some of these tools can actually be. Like if you really want to find like an industrial grade Google Sheets plugin that'll find emails for you, it's going to be a little expensive. Not expensive, but you know, it might be 20, 30, 40 bucks a month, up to 50 bucks a month, depending on how much volume you're doing. And we just gave this away for free. The next one was the B2B, the LinkedIn is the largest B2B database. We wrote a script to download them as a CSV, LinkedIn search results as a CSV. This one was a huge hit. So 270,000 impressions, 2,000 likes, 137 retweets. So this is like astronomical for us. This is awesome. The key difference here and why we got so many signups is we asked people to sign up to SuperSend just to get a free API key. So in some ways this worked on the kind of secrecy principle, right? This is something that's really powerful and really hacky. So please sign up for an API key just to be able to use some of these scripts. So we're actually getting people to come directly to SuperSend to sign up as a free user, just to get the API key so that we can say like, hey, you know, this is like really powerful. It is free, but like it's a little dangerous and we're just trying to like cover our own ass here. So please sign up to get an API key so we can prevent like as much abuse as possible. So yeah, so overall, these giveaways are working. I think this window of opportunity is still available on LinkedIn. It's still available on Twitter. I personally don't have TikTok figured out. I'm sure there's an angle there. I don't have it. Same with YouTube. I don't have that one either. But this for sure will work for Twitter and LinkedIn. This is now baked into XO's kind of process when we're launching new products or want to juice growth or how we're thinking about what we're going to be doing on the growth side for the next 30 days for any given product. They scale reasonably well. We have one individual who's kind of the mastermind behind all of these. I didn't do any of these. He did. And so he's been running these growth plays for us across the portfolio, and they've been working pretty well. So I hope you got some value from this. I hope you try these out and don't get discouraged if your first four or five just don't land as you're kind of figuring out how this thing will work for you. And of course, like, follow, subscribe. Kidding. You don't have to.